Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of the Islamic State. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. Reports say the 60 residents there were brought out to safety as police continue to search for the suspect. There are no indications that this was an act of terrorism. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. Ukraine's President Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation recently. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western Military Alliance during a phone conversation the two had recently.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
Jens Stoltenberg. The wildfires, which have brought devastation to parts of Israel, has spread to more parts of the West Bank. Now here in Washington, this is VOA News. This report now from Paul.